Victor here by the airport. Busy up here at the 80. We got a couple of truck drivers trying to be aggressive.
On Tuesday, there were three trucks side by side, all three lanes, and they were doing like 55 miles an hour up in that 70, and it was a little irritating.
Another steer like 55 and a half trying to pass them, right?
I'm having fun blocking everybody.
Left lane, but I guess we don't enforce that.
Yep.
Under the gate, and there ain't even not one single truck parked on the side. Must be going to be a slow day. So I'm going to say 7-3, you guys have an awesome day and an awesome weekend if I don't get to talk to you guys again. And you just be good. We'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
All right, Ken, have a good day. Be safe in there, and, we'll talk to you probably Monday next week. Enjoy your weekend. W2JKT.
And talk to you later. N2SWJ, clear.
The link node, is that going to be the one up on Paris Mountain, or is it for Cedar's Head?
Says, I'm taking over for Dave.
What else is going to be up there? I know they got the analog machine, and I think there's the Digipeter up there as well, and the Echolink node. Is there anything else up there?
In actuality, there's just the analog repeater up there. The Echolink is actually based, pulls off his internet connection and then transmits to the repeater from a radio at his house. And that's the way it's going to be based right now at my house. The next generation repeater that we're building, we're hoping to get internet off of, with any luck, WYFF is getting fiber up at their tower, and we're hoping we might be able to snag some internet off of them and put the Echolink station and some other stuff up at the tower.
There's like a back channel radio link between the Echolink and the repeater right now. It'd be good to consolidate that and get that up there. I'm looking for a home for my D-Star repeater. I used to run a D-Star repeater on Clemson's campus when I lived down in Seneca. But when I moved to Shelby, I brought it with me, and I've been struggling to find any tower space for it anywhere near uptown, because, you know, there's a D-Star repeater over in Gastonia or Kings Mountain or something, but it doesn't quite cover Shelby very well, so I need to get this repeater set up downtown somewhere, but nobody seems to want to give me any space.
Here's a D-Star repeater to Greenville, because there's not one down here in this area at all. I use a hotspot for D-Star.
Dongle I could use with my PC right now, but I would like to get my machine back up and running, and I had it running at my house for a while, but, you know, the coverage from my house is pretty poor, and I'm about 2 miles east of uptown Shelby, and there's a ridge between, so I can't really, you know, I can't really cover uptown from my house without about 40 more feet of height, so I was hoping that some building owner uptown would, you know, allow me to put an antenna on the roof of their building, but so far I have not been successful with that.
Yes, and the club has been resistant to some of the digital stuff in the past. I don't know if that's changing with some of the new leadership and whatnot, or I don't know, but I was going to try and get some of that digital, see if I can talk them into some of that digital stuff on the repeater.
Several digital things going on, but they're all located on a tower, like, somewhere between Kings Mountain and Gastonia. So, if I'm outside or something, I can hit it, but, like, from my living room or especially not my basement ham shack, I can't hit anything. So, I was just hoping to get something a little bit closer to home. But, yeah, our club is very welcoming of digital stuff. Has been for a long time. The guy who does all the digital stuff, he was a police lieutenant in Shelby, but he does a lot of communications work as well, so he's kind of really into it. So he's set up, I think we've got Fusion as well, and there's a Brandmeister node as well, so we've got it all covered.
Yeah, I'm hoping this next generation repeater I have not actually got to touch it yet, but from everything I've heard about it, it's supposed to, we built it ourselves, and I'm supposed to be taking over the development of it. So as soon as I get this EchoLink up, that's my next project, and it's supposed to be able to do all the digital stuff. So that's the next generation repeater we're going to put out for both Paris Mountain and Caesar's Head. So we'll see what happens with that.
What is the base radio that you guys are using in the repeater to build?
I know it's based on Raspberry Pi technology.
RF deck is.
See where RF deck is yet. Like I said, I haven't got to touch it yet. They have a prototype of it that has been tested and works currently. And like I said, I haven't gotten to tear into it yet.
That's because nobody makes an analog radio anymore except for ham radio people. So I'm wondering if they've using some like off-the-shelf mobiles or something, or if they've got something else going on.
You know as soon as I do. Dave, next Monday, I'll be sure and ask more about it then.
Yeah, I can find out.